Hello, this is Dr. Vanier Goldsberg dictating last report on Pauline Clark, date of birth 7/19/1952. Date of procedure is August 2nd, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Vanier Goldsberg, referring physician, Dr. Kenneth Lim. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold serum polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, and formal consent is obtained. Period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignant dural strands, patient bronchitis, endoscopy. So you place in the lateral position, sitters for anesthesia service, monitor anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam is performed, a well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into rectal vision, so sequence, which is identified by the presence of the penis orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, segment colon, and rectum. Terminal aim was intubated and evaluated. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Boston bowel prep scores greater than 6, 2-3-2, theraprep. Patient tolerated the procedure well, without any complications. Finding terminal aim, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, Boston bowel prep scores greater than 6, 2-2-2, theraprep. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a descending colon. There were 3 descending colon sessile diminutive polyps from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 hepatic flexure sessile polyps. 1 was diminutive in size from cold biopsy polypectomy. 2 were 2 range in size from 6 to 7 millimeters, and remove the cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of an 8 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp from the cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retrosection that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, follow office previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, thank you.